is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Our regularly scheduled guest hasn't appeared yet. Hopefully he will. But I want you to understand that America is at war with Iran. Of course, they haven't told the American people that, but the truth of the matter is America is at war with Iran. We gave an organization, a terrorist organization, called MEK, MEK, M-E-K, and it stands for some crazy name, but it's a known terrorist organization. We gave it $400 million to overthrow the Iranian government, disrupt the Iranian government. This was two or three years ago, and it continues working. We continue backing this terrorist organization, but we're backing terrorist organizations throughout the world. I mean, we give money to the ISI. The ISI finances the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Of course, Saudi Arabia helps us, but why would we do that? Well, do you want to have an enemy? If you don't have an enemy, how could you possibly have justified keeping our troops in Afghanistan all this time? How could you have possibly justified keeping our troops in Iraq this long? I mean, we'd won the war there in 5-6 days, and we should have pulled out, let the Iraqis take over. But we want to leave our troops there permanently. Iraq wouldn't let us do it. Because, of course, they insisted that American troops be brought under Iraqi law. They had killed so many innocent Iraqis. And there was an article on the front page of the New York Times on the 15th of December, if you didn't see it, get it on the 15th of December, talking about some of the atrocities, and there was a place called Hadith, I think was the place, where, of course, the Marines got totally out of control, and they were slaughtering people, and one of the military officers testified. He said, 20 bodies here with their throats slit, and 20 bodies there with their heads cut off, and 20 bodies there, and 20 bodies elsewhere, and pretty soon you're not concerned. It's just part of running a military campaign. And they, at one time, they had come under fire. And so they set out, they killed an old man in a wheelchair. They killed about 25 women and children, and none of them were armed. But war does terrible things to good people. It really does. It destroys their very soul. And even though many of them were tried and they were let off, the crimes they committed will be with them the rest of their lives. And I don't necessarily fault American soldiers for committing atrocities in wartime. War is hell, and war involves killing people, and that's what they're trained to do, and when they're frightened, they'll kill anyone. And do not believe it wouldn't happen here in America as well. I mean, this is just the way the situation is. We never should have been in Iraq in the first place. We were put there because of a lie told by President Bush, and he knew it was a lie. because we planned, the plan was laid out in 2001 to go to war with Iraq and Iran. And how do we know that? Well, because General Wesley Clark, and you can look this up on the internet, and Wesley Clark is no conservative. He's a member of the CFR. He's a Rhodes Scholar, as I remember, but certainly he was a four-star Army general. He commanded NATO for a time, but apparently by 2001 he was retired. And in 2007 he gave a talk where he told the following story, and he also told it just within the last few weeks on an interview. And you'll find this on my website at radiolibertyinstitute.com. And basically, Wesley Clark talked about the fact that in 2001 he'd gone to the Pentagon, run into a general he had known who told him, and this was right after the September 11th attack, within a few weeks, that there was a plan at that time in 2001 to take out seven Arab nations, including Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, Syria, Iraq, and Iran, and I think Yemen and Bahrain over the other two. But those five that I mentioned, or six, were at the top of the list. And you could actually hear him telling this story. The plan was in place in 2001 to go to war with Iran. We've already been to war with Iraq. We've toppled all the rest of them, or in the process of topping them. And as soon as we finish with Syria, we're going to war with Iran. For what purpose? Well, we'll have to talk about that later, because somebody's on the line. Barry, is that you? Who's calling in?
Well, it's Barry.
Oh, you go right ahead, Barry, and you pick up the story and bring us up to date with what's going on here. Go ahead.
Well, you're going to see me winging it, but what the heck, I'll wing it. Look, I had an experience that's made me extremely depressed. Two days ago, I went to speak in Southern Florida for an organization called the Meet Women, who in Israel gave me a splendid lecture. Now, I was promised $250 for the lecture plus book sales. Now, as the lecture went on, Meet Women may be very orthodox, but they have not got a clue what's taking place in Israel. Not a clue. Now, I gave my Rabin lecture, which is very detailed, and you need to follow the evidence. It requires a little brain power to put it together how Rabin was murdered. And it takes a lot of willpower, apparently, for a Jew to admit to himself that the sole candidate for organizing the murder is Shimon Peres. Now, I showed the film, and I showed Peres and his bodyguard staring into the back seat of Rabin's car. That, by the way, is very significant. And I just did my usual lecture. At the end of this lecture, I mean, these people were apparently...
Hold the thought, Barry. We'll be right back with our guest, Barry Shavers.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli investigative reporter who's spent 30 years in Israel writing about the corruption that exists in the government. Of course, he covered many other subjects, but that was one of his favorite topics, and certainly he wrote the classic book on the assassination of Rabin, and certainly many people in Israel now accept the truth that Rabin was killed by Simon Peres, another working in cahoots with other people highly placed in the Israeli government, and that this has been covered up. Well, anyway, of course, because of threats on his life, Barry was forced to come to the United States, and we try to get him on, because he gives us a fairly good perspective of what's going on in Israel, which incidentally is on the verge of civil war over there, thanks to policies the United States has forced upon Israel. But go ahead and finish up your story. You gave this talk, Barry, and what happened?
Well, they didn't pay me. The organizer refused to pay me. She actually took books, didn't pay for them. I left with no money in my wallet. I drove home with just enough for gas. I didn't know if I'd have the money for the rent a car. They didn't pay me. Now, I've never been stood up like that before, never. And I had friends there who saw a perfectly good speech. My Rabin speech is good if you follow it. But if you close your mind, and from the get-go, you don't accept it, well, it's not a very good speech. What happened in that audience, it reminded me of Israel 20 years ago, or 16 years ago, when people didn't want to accept that that Rabin was knocked off from the top of his government. Well, these Jews, what can I say? They went up to the organizer, and they planted the idea in her head not to pay me. Now, look, there is professionally, this has never happened before. No one has ever agreed to a contract. I show up, take the time, make the travel, and they didn't pay me. Now, I've got myself I'm having a problem with other Jews right now. They may be a little late getting the news, but it's already gotten out in Israel. And everyone is...
news are spreading around that these people are just totally dishonest. And, it'll cost them a lot for their reputation, because that's one of the few things we have.
How do I do that? All right, it's the Meek Women, if you've ever heard of them. in Deerfield, Florida, they stood me up on the contract.
Sure.
And, this is simply an insult I've never suffered before. And it really caused a lot of money headaches. I emptied my bank account just to cover the car.
You had to rent a car then.
Well, I don't trust my car. I don't want to lose my car on the highway somewhere.
Okay, that's fine.
I'd rather just rent it.
But was it going to pay you $250 plus rental, and were they going to pay you expenses?
Yes. Okay. Transportation and an honorarium and a chance to sell books, which I didn't do. This performance by them is unspeakable.
All you can do is put the word out and embarrass them for it and hope maybe some people will come forward and contribute to make up for your loss. But I'm terribly sorry, Barry. I know how discouraging that is, but, I mean, I've been stiffed by the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, but I was asked to come and have a table there, and I put up my table, and the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons demanded I take my table down after I'd specifically been told to come and put it up. So, I mean, I've been stiffed by some of the good people as well. When you're telling the truth, Barry, sometimes it's very costly.
Well, it's also very depressing. One person did come forward, and you know him. That's Ari. I told him this story, and he did come forward. He offered to, out of shame for his people.
Sure.
You know, these are not the way we were raised to act. You don't stiff people, put them through 2 days of driving, preparing the speech. It took me time. This is, to me, it's uncanny. It's just simply, look, I would like to think that the Jews can wake up, but you know what? I was talking to a rabbi friend of mine yesterday, Rabbi Grossman from Omaha, and he said, that's it, I've given up. Israel will not survive, maybe not even two more years. We had a long talk about this. He wrote a book. I'm going to have him on my radio show next Tuesday. He wrote a book that the one-state solution was the only solution, and by dividing up Israel, you put an end to Israel. And that's his book. It's on Lulu. It's not just me. There are people like me who look at the Jews and just say, what a tremendously stupid people. They deserve what they're going to get.
Well,
you can't wake them up.
Because it's not the average Jewish person. It's just a small group. And I'm sure that most of the people in that audience would have been offended by it. I'm sure there are a few people who didn't like you and got you not paid, but this doesn't reflect most Jewish people.
You know what? Just on Rabin, I'm going to say that most Jewish people dismiss black and white evidence. And when you dismiss the evidence, you keep the murderers in power, and it's going to be the ruination of Judaism.
Well, I'm sure it is, still good people sometimes can't accept truth. I mean, there are a lot of good Americans who can't accept the truth about the assassination of President Kennedy or Bobby Kennedy or Martin Luther King or what happened on September 11th or the Oklahoma bombing. They just can't accept it because it almost seems like an affront to their view of America, and they view confuse America with what some wicked people have done, just as the Jewish people confuse the murder of Rabin and suggesting this was a government operation as if you're condemning Israel, which you're not. You're condemning some wicked people in Israel. But don't feel bad.
When you can't even accept, look, I got stood up. I was left without money They didn't pay me for my speech. This is not something I can forgive easily.
But you have to, Barry. Don't let it eat away at you. Just you roll with the punches.
Well, that's
you,
what
you
I've
don't
been doing.
Get taken again. I've never been back to another meeting of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, so I dropped my membership. But anyway, just get the word out, and then you go on.
Well, I want you to know that I've got a lot of people writing me that I was right all along, and that it's finally out that, well, you know, the Vatican really do want sovereignty over big chunks of Israel, and they're saying so. This was on Arusheva News, and oh, I've got a good dozen letters saying you were right, they finally caught up with you. Look, this, again, when you say the Vatican, you're saying Paris. That's who the Vatican is in Israel. You're saying Shimon Peres. He's their agent. And I've been making this connection, not to mention, look, Peres' damage is beyond Rabin. I mean, you're talking, he's working on behalf of the Vatican, and this has been going on for a whole long time. Now, I've been writing this, and, well, let's look at it. Let's just look at the article. Now, peace negotiations, this is from Arutz Sheva. Peace negotiations in the Middle East must tackle the issue of the status of the holy sites of Jerusalem, Cardinal Jean-Louis Taran, head of the Vatican's Council for Interreligious Dialogue, declared several days ago in Rome. He said that the Vatican's former foreign minister has asked to place Israeli holy places under Vatican authority. That's Mount Zion. They've been after that for a whole long time. But they want the foot of the Mount of Olives as well. They want it to be Vatican. And they're saying so now. Now, what you've got, I've been saying, it sounded wacky when I first said it. All right? But what I'm going to give such a fine quote. The Vatican's former Archbishop of Jerusalem, his name is Michel Saba. He just promoted an appeal to the European Union and the United States to stop the Hebraization of Jerusalem. This is straight from the Vatican. You know, have you read this article?
No, I haven't.
Oh, this is an important one. I've been saying this for years, and I've been very lonely saying it. Now the Vatican is reiterating its demand for control over the religious sites of Jerusalem, all of East Jerusalem, all the way back to King David's time. Now you've got them all of them are pushing stop Israelizing Jerusalem. That's what they don't want it to be a Hebrew Jewish city. They want, well, let's look at the Latin patriarch of Jerusalem, like we know him, Fouad Tway. He gave a speech to greet the bishops of Europe during their annual pilgrimage, and he denounced, quote, the Israeli right wing invading more and more of Jerusalem and trying to transform it into an only Hebrew speaking city. What? Now, let's say we do that with Washington. Stop turning it into an American, English speaking city. That's what he's saying. And this is official policy. Now, it goes on and on with other there's Jaeger. Let's put it this way. You've got the entire Vatican right now saying enough is enough. Jerusalem has got to go back to the Vatican controlling Jerusalem. I've been saying the Crusades weren't an accident. They were done because that is Vatican policy, and it exists to this day, and all the major theological leaders of the Vatican, well, what can you say? Jerusalem has just got to cut out spreading Hebrew, spreading the native language. You got to stop doing that, and you got to give us control over the places so you won't do it. This is policy. It's actual policy right now, and so, you know, that's one thing. A lot of people sent me that article.
Barry, hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the Arc Phoenix Network.
Ram commercial truck season presents Dreams of a Small Business Owner. I'm a small business owner who wants to better my business, so I'm looking at Ram commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. Reliable engines, low cost of ownership, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got $1,000 on-the-job incentives, special consumer cash offers, and qualifying new tax incentives. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram. And now, during commercial truck season, business owners get $6,700 in total values on a 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Maximum tax expense eligibility, $500,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB, 877-668-4356, or go to ramtrucks.com. Values include cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offers end December 31st. Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and Chris Berry was talking about the fact that the Vatican wants sovereignty over certain areas of Israel around Jerusalem. And, of course, the Vatican recently called for a world government. Why would they do that? The Vatican has recently been talking about the idea of sort of uniting all of the religions of the world. Why would they want a one world government? one world religion. Who would be in charge of it? Why is Israel so important to the Vatican? Well, because, of course, a part of Jerusalem. Jerusalem basically is sort of the center of the world as far as prophecy is concerned, and the prophecies of the scriptures talk specifically about the future of Jerusalem and what's going to be happening there. Well, before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get your PayPal button if they'd like to help you, since you were put in a very, very difficult position as far as them refusing to pay your transportation and your honorarium as promised, and the rental on your car. Go right ahead.
Oh, financially, this has been a nightmare. And that's zero. Look, the books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You spell my name in the search box. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. That's how you get to my books. My website is barrychamish.com. And there is a PayPal button on the main page at the bottom. And if you donate, I stay your friend forever. I'm very loyal to my readers. And, you know, they've been reading me for a long time now. And I guess, I do feel loyal to them. And they're both the only ones that have an ounce of truth. Now, I'll tell you a story that I did way back in 94. I was reading Globes. It's the business paper. And I noticed the name Yaakov Tzemach. And, he was the assistant to the water commissioner who was negotiating the water deal with Jordan, the peace deal. And, well, there's a lot of Yaakov Tzemachs in Israel. But I took a chance that he was my soldier friend. We were good buddies in the army. And I phoned him up just to see if I could arrange an interview with the guy negotiating away the Sea of Galilee. That's what he was doing. And he knew it. Now, I've kept with this story because I had it from the highest source. He only agreed to do this interview with me. He didn't do it with anyone else. But he also didn't get this emotional. Right in the meeting, he was starting to get choked up and teary. And he says, I hope I'm not giving away the Kinneret. And he says, this thing in 20 years won't have a fish living in it.
This is the gentleman who's negotiating with the Jordanians about the water in the Sea of Galilee. And he realizes what he's negotiating 20 years ago is going to end up destroying the Sea of Galilee, because they're giving away so much water to the Jordanians. Go ahead.
Well, yes. He was giving away to the Jordanians over 60 million cubic meters a year, and he was saying, they're telling me to find water. He says, I'm making up dream water. I'm creating water out of brackish salt springs that you can't drink. You just have to dilute it with lots of fresh water and get a kind of briny water. He said, I'm making up water that can't be drunk. And I'm adding it all into this magic number where somehow, with this water being sucked out to the Jordanians and upcoming the Palestinians, he says, the Kinneret is a finite body of water. You can't just keep pumping out water. And he told me that, really, I hope they know what they're doing. That's what he kept saying about the peace negotiators. And I add, that was Peres and Balin. They did the Oslo peace. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is, once again, after I don't know how many articles and how many times I've spoken about the Galilee becoming ecologically dead. I reported on the about 10% of the fish population still lives there. The other 90% have died. But of the surrounding, of the remaining 10% in this shallow, this water is so poisonous and toxic. It's been shrunk so much, and who knows what. They don't even know what is attacking the fish in the Sea of Galilee now, but it's bizarre. What happens is when a fish first contracts the disease, one of its eyes pop out, leaving behind a gorged out hollow. And then the other one falls out, and the fish has weird stuff happen to its skin. The fish turns black and begins to starve. Finally, red spots appear on the body, and then, of course, it dies. Now, what they have been testing these fish in the labs, trying to find out what is attacking them. They've never seen a disease like this ever, not in their records. And they've decided it's not caused by a bacteria, therefore they think it's a virus. But you've got this parasite lurking in the Sea of Galilee that you can't eat the fish there. You got to be nuts if you eat the fish there. Whether the fish has got the disease or not, it's swimming in this horrific water that's breeding stuff the world has never seen before. It's becoming a monster lake, the Sea of Galilee. And this I've been writing about for 17, 18 years, that the Kinneret is going to be worthless for fish life if we give away the water. I wrote that 17 years ago. Now people are sending me the article. How do you know about the fish? I knew about the fish because I listened to the experts. It's a very, what I was saying about the Jews before and their blindness. A lot of people are discovering the Vatican. I've been saying it for 17 years, if not more. A lot of people are discovering that the Sea of Galilee is now twisting away in its death throes. I tried warning them about this. I said, it's not worth the price of peace if you kill the Sea of Galilee. I'm not wrong that often.
Well, Barry, you know, what they say about a prophet is without honor in his own country. We'll be back for the final section. If you have a question for Barry, my number is 877-254-7524.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
A1 Septic Service takes this time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home and our blood donations. This message from A1 Septic Service, where service is a fact backed by the right know-how and experience proven by return customers. That's A1 Septic Service in Brighton. Call 303-659-0610 and mention this ad for our troops and receive a very special discount on any of your septic needs.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is morning, Mary Shamish. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Barry, what's happening as far as the settlers striking out against the military?
Yeah, wasn't that amazing? I'm getting a lot of reports about provocateurs rousing the settlers that they are wanted to turn into a violent anti-army thugs and terrorists. This is big news in Israel. When you attack an army base, with like a force of 50, they attacked an army base and they committed arson all over this army base. This was in response to the government uprooting another four settlements. They're called outposts. The army went in, uprooted the families, and there was a revenge attack on the army. Now, this is something to watch, and I'm really surprised nobody is watching it closer. You hardly hear about this attack. It sent shockwaves through Israel. And quite frankly, whether it's with provocateurs or not, it's the only action you can take to defend your homes now.
Now, basically, of course, for the background, why the army has been trying to drive the settlers from their homes in Judea and Samaria, and especially in this one village, and actually some of the settlers that actually attacked an army base and were throwing things at the soldiers and disrupting
situations. They were burning down the buildings.
Right.
It was a serious attack.
Sure.
You've got something on the border of an upcoming civil war in Israel. You've stretched the settlers to their last, their nth degree. They can't go on anymore. So they went out and attacked, whether with provocateurs or not. Look, I'm going to tell you another personal story. By the way, am I on again this week?
I don't think so.
Okay, then I'll finish off this story. Now, I had a good week last week. My friend David Perkins, he was my publisher in Israel of several books. He managed to keep the word out in English, and later they were translated into Hebrew. So he came down from Knoxville, and, well, I had a wonderful time with him. But nonetheless, he kept talking about our days and organizing protests and getting people. He put in the Jerusalem Post and the Hebrew papers, on the front page, he put an ad, sell the government, bring down the government. He put his money into things like that. And he looked at it as a triumph. And I said, David, we may have been out there trying, but we lost. It's not even close. Our side didn't win. And he said, well, the triumph was making the activity work, getting people on the streets. And we talked about it when Yitzhak Rabin went to Wingate. It was a gymnastic academy. He got booed. This booing lasted throughout his career. It was just before he died, the anger, he couldn't get a word out. Not a word. It was a tremendous tremendous expression of the way we felt about Rabin and his policies. He was proud that we participated in getting that going. I said, David, it may well, just as well not have happened. We lost. He has this upbeat, frankly, my mood is getting much, much worse now. That incident 2 days ago just turned it for me. There is no saving this people. The opposition from within is just too strong. And, well, what can you say? A third of all Jews have been murdered already this century. It's not like there's a winning strategy amongst our people. David was a bright spot. He viewed those days as worthy of looking back and discussing in nostalgic terms. I say we didn't do a thing. And that's my point of view. After all these years of writing and a lot of people reading, I didn't. Well, they send me emails saying I was right about the Vatican, I was right about the Galilee. They're always sending me emails saying, how did I know this? But I was right at just about everything, and I did nothing to change the situation. And again, I spoke to my friend Jonathan Rosenblum, rabbi from Omaha yesterday, and he said, now we have to be realistic and we have to be mature. We're not going to win. Israel is finished. And it's that simple. We just have to face it. And
well, remember, Barry, sometime between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And I believe Israel, God does still have a plan for Israel.
My rabbi has given up on that one.
For a purpose.
As I said, my rabbi certainly believes in God.
I know he does. But as a Christian, I believe that God brought the children of Israel back to Israel for a purpose, and I don't think it's completed yet. I don't know what it is, but I think we're going to be seeing here in this next year or two some very dramatic things unfolding in that part of the world.
Well, all I can say is...
We'll have to wait and see.
I don't think the ending is going to be happy.
Well, I'm not telling it's going to be happy. I just said that interesting things are going to happen.
Well,
just wait
and
see. Anyway, Barry, don't get discouraged. It's awfully easy to do, but I've been at this for almost 50 years, and I will tell you I'm more excited and encouraged now than I ever have been before. So just keep your eye on God.
We'll do. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Worship and warfare, holy places and in his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's somewhat discouraged, and as a faithful and loyal Israeli, he sees very little chance of Israel surviving, but we're moving into difficult times. We are going into a war with Iran. I don't know when it's coming, but you can tell from the propaganda, from the way that they're propagandizing the Christian population about how we're going to have to do something about those wicked Muslims, because if we don't go over there and kill them, they're going to come over here and kill us and install Sharia law in the United States. That's why we have to go over there and have another war. And we are being propagandized for a war with the Muslim world. And if it comes about, I believe it's going to bring terrible suffering to the Israeli people. But there's nothing we can do at this point. We started our program by pointing out that Wesley Clark, and you can find this on my website at RadioLiberty.com, go to the section on other videos on the Internet. I think that's the section. Scroll down and you'll see Wesley Clark's interview. General Wesley Clark, Rhodes Scholar, CFR member, telling about how in 2001, the plan was already in place to take out the various Muslim nations and, of course, to go to war with Iraq and Iran. Well, we've already had a war with Iraq, and we've taken out Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. At the present time, Special Forces troops are in Jordan training the anti-Syrian rebels. Same things happen at the American NATO base in Turkey. We're training the rebels. We're financing the rebels. Why are we doing this? Why are we creating the best enemy money can buy? It's all we're turning these countries over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Then we're going to say, shucks, how did that happen? The average American has no idea. We've funded the Muslim Brotherhood since its inception, the Anglo-American establishment. You need to get the book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Or just the same way as we funded Adolf Hitler, both before and during the war. That's, of course, the books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. And then, of course, we funded the Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War. After all, how could a little country the size of the state of Vietnam, the size of North Vietnam, the size of the state of Mississippi, withstand the mightiest nation in the world that rotated 2.5 million people to Vietnam? Well, we were funding them. You had to fund the enemy to have the war. Just like we're funding the Muslim Brotherhood today. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. And if you haven't seen my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, or read his book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, you need to get it to understand. And you need to get my little pamphlet on the Communist Capitalist Alliance, quoting Solzhenitsyn, and of course the fact that we've financed communism since its inception, and now we're financing the Muslim Brotherhood. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you doubt what I say, go to your search engine on your computer, type in CIA funding Al-Qaeda Taliban, CIA funding ISI. CIA funding ISI. We're funding the ISI that's funding the Al-Qaeda and Taliban. that are killing him. We'll be back tomorrow, same time. Till then, pray the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind,